Open your Bibles. Romans chapter 10. So it's kind of interesting. Jordan comes up with this mission today. Now, I've been on a couple of the missions, and I can tell you that to send a child or a young adult or a young person on a mission is probably the greatest bang for your buck. I've taken them to Honduras. I've been to Africa. You're going to love Africa. And it's not a time for vacation. It's a time to go witness. It's a time to carry the good news. So I'm sitting here talking to her in the room up here in the front, and then I start taking my shoes off, and she looks at me. She's like, well, what are you doing? I figured it's appropriate. Today is appropriate. You know, we read our verse this morning in Luke 7:44. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair. You know, in the military, we're told, well, don't leave home without your clean socks and your foot powder because the feet's the most important thing you got in a military mission. Yeah, we could go that route today. How important do you think Jesus' feet was to that woman? Think about that. I'm going to ask you to do something strange today. I am up here barefoot for a reason. And if you got shoes that you can slip off, slip your shoes off today because it'll make a little more impact on what I have to say, what God has to say to us. And I'm really not kidding. Take off your shoes. Unless you got smelly feet. Those that have smelly feet, just leave your shoes on. I'm hoping that encouraged you. Think of this, though. When we get up into the upper room in John 13, he says, after that, he had poured water into the basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Think of that. Can you imagine washing your Savior's feet? Would you do it? Would you hesitate? You know, I look at my feet, and they're not really good-looking feet. I don't have good-looking feet. I don't have beautiful feet. But when I look at them, I think, man, where's my feet taking me in my life? Where would you be today without your feet? Think of all the places your feet have taken you. Now think of this. How important are your feet to you? I look down and I'm serious. I got some ugly feet. And we have new babies. Dustin's got a new baby in the house. It's always fun to see new babies. You ever notice that? And when you're a mom or a dad, you have a baby that the first thing you do is you count their fingers and then what? Toes. You don't want to come up to 11, right? But you look at a baby's feet, and a baby's feet, well, they're kind of short and they're kind of fat. They're cute, right? They're squeezably cute. And you look at it, and I think as an adult, I'm looking at that thinking, are they going to walk on that? That stubby little thing? How are they going to be able to do that? But as they get older, their feet grow longer. Less cute. No, they walk. They begin to walk. They walk their way through your home, through your life, and into school. And once they get to school, well, oh, what things they do. They walk through their young lives from one step to the next. Think of that when you look down. You look down at your feet and you think, wow, where have they been? Where have they taken me? They even run, you know. Some of us forgot how to do that. They run. Those young little children, they run, and they run so fast, and yes, sometimes they fall. That's okay. They get back up. We all still fall from time to time. We get back up. Eventually, those feet carry them off to college, though. Through the halls of education. They begin to experience the world. They're no longer in your home. They're out. And when they see things in their life that their feet carry them to, they tiptoe in excitement. They get so excited. And it's those feet that have carried them to that exciting point in their life. Those blessings that are there. And yes, there's times, especially in these days, that these feet tremble in fright. They've led us into a place that's not comfortable. And they tremble. Where have your feet taken you today? You know, those feet will lead them just as our feet have served us. You know, sometimes our feet lead us to great blessings. Some of you have your hearts around those, or your arms around those blessings. Sometimes our feet lead us to things that we'd much rather forget sometimes. But they're still our feet. They still took us there. Sometimes we'd rather forget. You know what? Sometimes our feet actually mingle with other feet. Just sometimes. That's okay. They're still our feet. You know, I tell my wife she has beautiful eyes, beautiful lips, beautiful hair. Tell her all kinds of wonderful things, and we're going to kind of stop there. Right, Bruce? Get you in trouble, you go any farther. I never have really told her that she has beautiful feet, and I can tell you, her feet look a lot better than my feet. It's strange, I've never told her that. But then I kind of look at my own feet and I think, wow, nobody ever told me I had beautiful feet. Her feet definitely look better than mine. You know, our feet live a secret life. They're tucked away, not like our hands. Our hands are similar. We got 10 fingers, we got 10 toes. We need our feet and our hands. But look at your feet. Take a moment. Just look. Feel your feet. Look at them. Wiggle your toes. Just kind of, hopefully they're all there. But take a moment to look at your feet. They carry us through life. Think of that. They are what propel us through life. And one day we're going to become old and our feet are going to become deformed and crooked and, well, it kind of already happened. But that's okay because they're still my feet. Look at your feet closely this day. I hope you slipped your shoes off. Imagine what you have been through with your feet. Imagine growing up, the things that you were able to do, the people you were able to meet, to run, to play, to mingle with other people, to fall in love, to see the world, to find God. All those things happen to your feet, and when you look at them, you should take your feet in awe of where your feet have taken you. How special they are to you. Think of that. Take the time. Look at your feet. Imagine that and absorb that. Now think of a nail being driven right through your feet. You think, oh, that's awful. It is. But that's what Christ did for us. So that we would never, ever have to bear that. Christ did that to us. Those feet that were washed with tears wiped with air. You know, Christ thinks our feet are beautiful. That night in the upper room, Christ washed their feet. Even Judas's in that room. And I can imagine that Jesus took great care with each one of them, serving each one of them with love. Not only was Jesus preparing their hearts so that they'd be open and they would be teachable for the things that were to come, but Jesus was preparing those beautiful feet for something so much greater than they could even imagine. That was an interesting evening for them. Let me share it with you. I hope you're in Romans with me. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire. Paul does this so well. And my prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness, they that have a zeal for God, but not according to their knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish his own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about righteousness, which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend from the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him will not put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings and good things. Solely appropriate to what Jordan is about to do. Think for a moment. There are moments in our lives for great things. Look at what others have done. Look at what Christ has given. And as we look forward to the communion service, we need to remember the bread is the fiber our bodies need. The wine is revitalizing, coursing through our bodies, even now as we sit here, strengthening our bodies. It gives us what we need, forever part of us, inseparable. It is and always will be one with us. It is part of us. Sometimes it's good to stop, just be silent, and ask yourself, are my beautiful feet of those who give the glad news and the good tidings. This day, let us prepare each other's feet for the great work that is ahead of us. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand with me. As we depart for the foot washing, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've given us. And Lord, we thank you for these beautiful feet. No matter how crooked they are, how wrong they look to us, Lord, they are beautiful to you because they carry your good news wherever you desire. They lead us to blessings. Lord, cleanse our heart today as we cleanse our feet. Lead us in your ways always. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.